This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jay Gruden liked what he saw from Samaje Perine. And so did we. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Redskins had a running back go for 100 yards in back-to-back games for the first time this season. In fact, Rob Kelly didn't go for 100 yards at any point this season. You go back to 2016, he did have that big breakthrough 137-yard game against the Packers. That's the only 100-yard game of his career. Perine has proven to be, through two games, an upgrade. Last week against the Saints, 23 for 117 and a touchdown. Last night against the Giants, 20 for 100, no touchdowns. But he did also catch three passes for 30 yards out of the backfield. I like the way he acquitted himself, Danny. Jay said it well. The cuts on the outside zone, kind of using the vision to get back to the middle of the field, picking up some yards that were not created for him. I thought more than he did even against New Orleans. He's only 22. He's a rookie who has three starts to his credit. I like what I'm seeing from Perine. I wonder, if I'm thinking real big picture here, is this guy ever going to scare a defensive coordinator? My answer is probably not.
I think it's a no.
Does he have the speed to be what I call dynamic or you know, a lethal weapon? No, probably not. But could he be a really serviceable running back to go get you 90 to 100 a lot of weeks if you're going to ground and pound teams? I think he's got that in him, and he's shown that the last couple weeks.
He was impressive in this game for that just kind of what we're talking about, right?
And remember, too, real quick, behind a terribly built offensive line in terms of injuries.
So there's things that running backs can do. And sometimes if like Olivier Vernon throws Vernon Davis aside in the backfield, I don't care who you are. Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Jim Brown, it's a negative run. Nothing's happening. Nothing positive is going to go down from that, okay? But there are things running backs can do that the good ones do. I mean, Le'Veon Bell is the Jedi master of this. I mean, he's the first person to ever feel the force in this way. I mean, he invented the Jedi Order, how good he is, at being patient, setting up blocks. A defender can dictate which way you go. For example, if you're trying to block me, Grant, and I go, oh, I see Le'Veon Bell, I'm going to go to the right to get around the offensive player. The offensive lineman could just kind of help nudge you along and go that way, and a hole's created. Bell is so patient, he can do that. Now, that results in some negative runs if a guy gets all the way in your face and knocks your butt to the ground, but you see it happen, run in, run out. I thought Perine demonstrated the thing that I feel like Redskins running backs, Matt Jones specifically, who's JoJo the Idiot Circus Boy, bull in a china shop, Rob Kelly to the same degree, to a lesser degree rather, the complete lack of patience on runs, especially those outside, slower developing Mike Shanahan style zone run plays. When you get everybody running to one way, somebody tries to make a move in terms of getting inside one of these linemen, it creates the cutback lane. You saw that in the second half time after time where they're started out running one way, he's patient enough, not trying to get upfield too quickly. Then, boom, the hole opens up when it wasn't there. If he'd started to go earlier, I feel like Rob Kelly goes for it, gets 2 yards, and that's that. And we all chalk it up as a loss. A number of those darting through carries, the hole opens up later if you're patient. And sometimes patience means you got negative plays. That's going to happen in the run game. I thought he was really impressive getting what was there, getting what was blocked, and then maybe helping some of those things get created. There's a symbiosis there. The same way that a quarterback can call good protections and get rid of the football, and there's a combination of protection among the quarterback and the line, where everybody's on the same page. I think the same thing can happen with the running back and the offensive lineman. I thought in the second half you saw that.
You absolutely did. Matt Jones never rushed for 100 yards in consecutive games in 2016. He certainly didn't do it in 2015, had one 100-yard game. So that means you got to go back to Alfred Morris to find the last time a Redskins running back has done what Perine's done. And again, we're talking about in his first two legitimate starts. He had a game where he got a lot of carries earlier in the season. He had a start earlier in the season as well. But in terms of, hey, this is now your offense. Rob Kelly is gone. It's got to be you. Go make plays for us. He did that. He almost fumbled again.
Yeah.
His elbow was down.
He's on the ground.
Two straight games where he has nearly fumbled as his elbow hits the ground. you can get upset, I guess, about that if you want to. I choose not to. It's a binary thing. You fumbled or you didn't. You're pregnant or you're not. You're wet or you're dry. He didn't fumble. He's fumbled once on a carry all season long this year statistically. It's a little bit misleading because he had the two mesh point issues. He's had the two near fumbles now. But to this point, carrying the ball a bunch, last 2 weeks, he's gotten 47 attempts. He has not put the ball on the carpet or lost a fumble for the Redskins. And he's also caught four passes. I thought the 3-for-30 out of the backfield yesterday was pretty important, sans Chris Thompson. Let's go to Henry and only. Henry, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well, buddy. Thanks for the ring.
My offering on this is, I don't trust him as a reliable pass catcher, but you know what really impressed me watching him yesterday? In the fourth quarter, this guy's got an engine. Everyone else was tired. This guy was busting holes and looking for daylight still. You know, he was running downhill in the fourth quarter. That's impressive.
You don't see him fatigue all that much. I agree with you. And he absolutely wears the defense down because he's built. He's got the tree trunk legs, the big butt. He's built like a kind of what you want a running back to be built like. He brings a punch. He's physical.
Yeah, less wiggle, Maurice Jones-Drew kind of a player.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's like low to the ground, bowling ball, bouncing off people kind of guy.
So I think they found something. And Collinsworth, actually, who I generally don't care for, just something about him makes my skin crawl. But I actually thought he pretty astutely pointed this out last night when the Redskins, normally I cannot stand when they go jumbo. When they go the two tight ends or three tight ends or extra blocker and stuff and they try to line it up and smash mouth it. You saw it on that fourth down play yesterday, by the way, how disastrous that was. But they found something with the outside or kind of stretch runs with those tight ends, forcing the Giants defense to lengthen, which then, of course, creates those cutback lanes. I thought he was very astute pointing that out, and that's kind of where I'm getting this my case here, in so much as it wasn't there in the first half, and they kind of tried a slight variation on the personnel they felt the best with, which is that multiple tight end sets around, whether it was the right tackle, left tackle, et cetera. They found something in the second half, and maybe that's where you do it out of. Maybe that then you show a couple of those, then your bootlegs are more effective, or you show some of that run action, then you get that tight end leak out play like you've seen Vernon Davis in the seam a couple times over for the team. That might be something good that they find here the last several weeks.
I just dug it up for you, Danny Ruggier. The last Redskins running back to rush for 100 yards in back-to-back games was Alfred Morris in weeks 9 and 10 of the 2013 season. The home game against the Chargers, he went for 121 on 25 attempts. And then the at Minnesota Vikings game in early November, week 10 of 2013. I don't know if you remember that game. The Redskins lost. They were up big in that game. He rushed for 139 yards. That was the last time the Skins had a guy go back-to-back with 100. Morris, by the way, is having a pretty good year, averaging over 5.5 per carry with the Cowboys. And, of course, he's getting ready to play the Redskins this weekend. Let's take your calls on Samaje Perine if you got him. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Speaking of kids on the offense, an up-and-down night for Josh Doctson. We can break that down next on Grant and Danny.
Hey guys, Danny Ruggier here for my pals at Tedbert for today. It's Black Friday. I want you to make a smart decision. I want you to go to see my guys at Tedbert. Now, I'm a Tedbert Ford man, but if you buy a car from any Tedbert dealership, okay, here's what's going to happen. Today's Black Friday. You buy a car on Black Friday. You wait around until Christmas time, and they're going to measure if it snows 2 inches at these dealerships, you don't make a payment for 2018. Think about that. Think about that. Think about it. Think about it for a moment. I'm going to make sure everyone's clear on what I'm talking about here. You go to Tedbert Ford, you go to Tedbert dealership, you buy a car. Christmas Day, it snows 2 inches, you don't pay anything in 2018. How about that? And in addition, hot and fresh out the kitchen, Mama Rolling That Body got every man in here wishing. That's a little R. Kelly remix to Ignition. What I want to tell you about is you get yourself some unbelievable deals all month long. It's happening. It's happening for you guys all month long at Tedbert Ford. 0% financing, 72 months. Plus $1,000 cash on 2017 versions of the Focus, the Fusion, the Mustang, the Taurus, the Escape, the Flex, the Explorer, the Expedition, and the F-150. That's a lot of cars and trucks and SUVs for you, the consumer, at great, great prices. So again, go see them on Black Friday. Tell them Danny sent you at Tedbert Ford.
I'm Roll Forcing. Sports is sponsored by the Cheesecake Factory. The ugly win, but effective win for the Redskins, 20-10 last night. Over the Giants, didn't do a lot on offense. When they did, though, it was Cousins to Crowder, Jamison Crowder, 7 catches, a career-high 141 yards, and a touchdown. The captain, the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, talked about it with Grant and Danny earlier today in The Fan.
He's done a great job stepping up. He can play. I mean, he's put enough stuff on tape. We know what he can do, and other teams know what he can do. But we just have to continue to give him opportunities, put him in a position to be successful. And he's one of our better players on the entire team.
And now a full week to get ready for a big game down in Dallas next Thursday night for the Redskins against the Cowboys. Hockey tonight, Capitals hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning this evening, actually on The Fan. Remember, early start at Capital One Arena, 5 p.m. faceoff. So 4:45 for the pregame show here on The Fan. It's a college football Friday. Now that we're through Thanksgiving, Navy playing at Houston today. Houston has just taken the lead on a touchdown, 7-0 Houston in the first quarter. Number two, Miami and Pitt, they are scoreless in the first quarter. Actually, Pitt has now grabbed the early lead with a field goal there. Baylor in front at number 12, TCU, 9-7. That game also in the first quarter. And then, again tonight, Virginia Tech football. Hokies in action at Virginia. 8 p.m. kickoff for that after Caps hockey on The Fan. Cheesecake Factory Saturday and Sunday brunch. Enjoy made from scratch items like lemon ricotta pancakes. The Cheesecake Factory weekend brunch from 10 to 2 fresh starts here. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Roel Forsey, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.